Now, normally when we kick off the Live at 5, we kick off right with the live track. But today is a special occasion because we've got Corn with us. Now, do I call you Brian or do I call you Head?
You know, it's funny. It's like Jonathan will call me Head and Monkey will call me Head and Brian 50-50. Yeah, it's weird. I do the same with James Monk, you know. I'll be like, what's up, Monk? And then on an email, I'll be like, James, what do you think?
That's because the email's all professional.
Right.
So, speaking of the guys, first off, we got to ask, how is Fieldy doing?
He's doing good from what I hear. He's just kind of taking a break, so I haven't talked to him much, but we're going to link up this year and get together. So
cool.
But from what I hear, he's doing good.
That's awesome. That's good to hear. Now, you guys have the new album Requiem that is out. With going through this pandemic, many bands were taking advantage of the time to write and record new material. Obviously, you guys did that. How did that affect otherwise what you guys wanted to do with the album?
I mean, it was, I don't think we were planning on doing a new record.
Okay.
We were straight in the middle of the nothing. We released the nothing and we were like, you know, two singles in or something. We haven't even toured hardly any for the record. And So they just, I think we got two tours in America only for the nothing. And then we got sidelined. So, you know, it was basically like, we got nothing else to do. Let's do a record, you know?
Why not? It seems like this year, 2022, it's shaping up to be, at least rock-wise, I think one of the biggest release years that I can recall.
Yeah, because music is like our therapy. Music is our career. Music is our life, you know? And if we can't do live, then we're going to figure out something else to do with music. And that's just how it goes, you know? It was therapy writing this record in the middle of the pandemic.
Falling away from me. It is the Live at 5 on Delmarva's Rock Station 93.5 The Beach. There's the live version of Falling Away From Me from Korn. And right now, we continue our interview with Head from Korn. Now, as you're getting back on the road, what is something you're looking forward to touring?
You know, just like connecting with fans, and probably the number one thing is playing our new song, because the album just dropped and there's some songs on there that are just going to bring a lot of energy. And so, very stoked to play some new songs. And seeing Code Orange, I haven't toured with them before, and I just hear great things about them. So I'm looking forward to seeing them, and then hearing hit after hit after hit from Chevelle, of course.
You know, with the new album, the last, you know, over the last, I'd say, what, probably the last 10 years with the albums you guys have done, you kind of experimented. You had, like, Narcissist the Cannibal. You did stuff with Skillerix. Requiem kind of feels like going back to that early portion of Korn.
Yeah, I think we've kind of done that the last couple, three records, because it's like we just kind of, I mean, you got to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Things get boring, you know? It's like in a marriage, you know? You got to keep things spicy.
Yeah.
So, like, we're fans of music, and new music comes out, and, you know, we wanted to try different things. But it always comes around full circle, I think. And we just started thinking about, what did Korn start out to be?
Yeah.
And it was just intensity, energy, real and raw lyrics. And that's it. So we just kind of like fell in love with that thing again.
Absolutely. It's good to hear.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, if you look at AC/DC, man, they've done like the same album since the 80s or 70s. And it works. Their fans like it, you know?
Yep.
And they probably love what they do. And that's their thing. And so some bands stick with it. Some bands like venture off and do some different things. And then I love where we're at right now, though. I want to feel the songs, and I want to feel the audience with the new songs, you know, because if you don't have that synchronicity and a connection with the fans, it's just like, for me, it's just kind of like boring, you know. And so we want something real, and the heaviness of this record, like, makes it feel so real and Korn live.
Don't want to be sly and defile you, desecrate my mind and rely on you. I just want to break this crown, but it's hard when I'm so run down. And you're so cynical, narcissistic cannibal. Got to bring myself back from the dead. Sometimes I hate the life I made. Everything's wrong every time. Pushing on, I can't escape. Everything that comes my way is haunting me, taking its sweet time. Holding on, I'm lost in a haze. Fighting life to the end of my days. Don't wanna be rude, but I have to. Nothing's good about the hell you put me through. I just need to look around, see the light that has come unbound. You're so cynical, narcissistic cannibal. Got to bring myself back from the dead. Sometimes I hate the life I make. Everything's wrong every time. Pushing on, I can't escape. Everything that comes my way.
Delmarva's Rock Station, 93.5 The Beach, as we continue with Live at 5 and our very special guest, Head from Korn. Now, we were talking about how Requiem feels like, you know, old Korn, an old Korn album. And back in those days, there was a lot of dark lyrics that, you know, Jonathan was talking about his childhood. And each member of the band has kind of had their own dark period as well. But it seems you guys have a very strong support system. You know, when you look back on the likes of Chester Bennington, Lane Staley, Scott Weiland, Kurt Cobain, Chris Cornell. How important is it for bands to have that strong support system?
Yeah, man, it's so important. And I mean, this industry can, like, you know, chew you up, spit you out so quick. And mm-hmm. seen it, and like all the fame and the millions of records and all that stuff is not the answer for life. So you just got to check in with each other and make sure all is good. I'm just thankful, like, you know, I split from the band in 05, and I'm thankful Monkey got his life in order, because he was pretty dark, man. He just did an interview where he, like, had a SWAT team called on his house.
Wow.
He pulled out a gun at a gas station, you know?
Mm.
And so, like, he was gone. I was gone. Jonathan got sober the earliest, but, you know, it's just got to check in. And I just feel like we have so much history, man. I mean, I sold Monkey his first electric guitar when he was 14.
Wow.
We know each other's parents really well. We know.
Yeah.
We go so far back, so, you know, we just weren't going to let some crazy thing happen. So, you know, I'm so glad, though, that the addiction is taken care of. Now we just got to, you know, we all, like, kind of battle depression, anxiety a little bit, you mm-hmm. know? And so we just check in with each other to make sure it's all good.
Keep holding on when my brain's ticking like a bomb. Guess the black dogs have come again to get me. Sweet little words, unlike nothing I have heard. Sing along, mockingbird, you don't affect me. That's right. Deliver it to my heart. Please strike. Be deliberate. I'm coming undone. I'm coming undone. I'm coming undone. Why you're so strong, so delicate. I'm starting to. And soon I am. Coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate. Choke, choke again, I thought my demons were my friends. Pretty me in the end, they're out to get me. Since I was young, I tasted sorrow on my tongue. And this sweet sugar gun does not protect me. That's why. Deliver it to my heart. Please strike. Make it quick now, now, now. I'm coming undone. I'm coming undone. Coming undone, what looks so strong, so delicate.
the live version of Coming Undone as we continue on the live at 5 on Delmarva's Rock Station 93.5 The Beach. It is Glassman talking to Head from Korn, and you guys have, you know, you've been around for a while now. You're technically eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that something you guys talk about or even care about?
It's not too much as far as we've talked about it, but not a whole lot. But I think we would be honored if we got it, you know. Mm-hmm. We would be very grateful. I think anybody would. But, you know, if you think about it, the Motley Crue hasn't even gotten
yeah.
And they're playing stadiums. They're like one of the biggest rock bands ever. And I'm just like, how are we going to get in if these Motley Crue's and Joby's aren't in?
That's what I was saying, especially being a heavier band. Like, you know, your Judas Priest. Look how long it took Ozzy and Black Sabbath to make it in.
Yeah. So maybe, like, at some point, they'll see that we did. You know, we were one of the first bands that came out and changed the metal industry at that time. So
yeah,
maybe they'll give it to us, but I don't know. If you think of bands like Linkin Park who came after us, they had the new metal thing too, but they skyrocketed, you know, to just way bigger than us. And so
they had that crossover.
It was like they're the boy band and with new metal. You know? It's like all they were clean cut. They had the like really melodic songs, radio friendly songs.
So mm-hmm.
Who knows, man? I just. We'll just be grateful if, you know, if they consider us, and we'll see what happens.
Something takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Stay chill and let me be free. Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace. Something takes a part of me. You and I weren't meant to be. All cheap, all up for me to lay. Something takes a part of me. Feeling like a freak on a leash. How many times have I felt busy?
Horn on the Live at 5 on Delmarva's Rock Station, 93.5 The Beach. It is Glassman as we continue talking with Head from Korn. Now, we just talked about, you know, the possibility or, you know, whether or not you guys want to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the chances of that. When you look back on the career of Korn and basically the legacy, you guys were the forefront of the new metal era. What kind of legacy do you see for the band?
You know, I feel like that I hope people remember us for just being hard workers, you know, especially Korn, maybe not me, because I left for almost a decade, you know, I needed a break. I was like, I couldn't tour anymore. I needed to raise my kid. But Korn has just put out music over and over and over throughout the years. And it's just, you know, Jonathan and Monkey, give credit to for just working so hard when I was gone and keeping the brand going, you know, and so I would really love Korn to be remembered for the connection with the fans, because there's a deep, you know, I feel like people with mental health and abuse issues were really latched on to us a lot, and so that's really special. We've always said Korn is more than music, and so just for all that stuff, you know.
And I think a true sign of like a band's legacy is kind of the influence on the future bands. So what bands do you kind of see your influence in that are out now or maybe on the verge of breaking out?
Well, you know, I've talked to a lot of bands that said that we were influenced, you know, maybe they don't sound like us because they got their own thing, but when you hear, like, talking to A Day to Remember, I love those guys, you know, they're so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own thing, but, you know, they just remember rocking us and a lot of those other bands that were around back then. And I love the band Spirit Box has a new metal feel. They're really cool, man. They're a really good band. I love that they're throwing in some new metal, you know, just style in their music.
It's an honor to talk to you guys, and it's great that you guys are still out there. Like I said, you guys planted that flag and led the way.
Right on, man. Like I said, we're older now. We still bring it. We rock, but we are very grateful.
That's awesome.
We live in gratefulness.
It's mind-boggling at times when you look back. It's like, wow. Whew, man, what a ride.
Right? What a ride.
Well, Head and Korn, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us about the new album, which is out. And good God, it will punch you in the face.
Right on, man. Thank you very much. And I just want to tell you guys, we appreciate you for helping keep rock music alive.
This time, taking it away. With me getting in the way, not by design. So I take my face and bash it into a mirror. I won't have to see the pain, pain, pain. This state is elevating as the hurt turns into hating, anticipating all those hopped up feelings again. The hurt inside is fading. This is just going way too far. This time I've been waiting, no, I cannot give anymore. For once inside awaking, I'm done, I'm not a hawk. Anticipating all those